It's time to get your shit together with the Gist of It podcast with your host, Chris Piercy.
Hi there, this is Chris Piercy from GYST Coaching. Here today to talk to you about psychological projection, what it is, and 8 ways in which you can help yourself to stop doing it. So first off, what is psychological projection? Well, I'm going to shorten it to projection because that's too much of a mouthful. But projection is basically when you take your own feelings and insecurities and assume that another person is thinking exactly the same thing, and then you act accordingly. So put very, very simply, I think this about myself, so they must think that about me, and therefore I'm going to do whatever it is that you end up doing. So to help you, here's some examples. You see someone you find attractive at a bar where they're with some friends, but you feel unattractive. So when they smile at you, you assume it's because that person is laughing at you with their friends rather than showing an interest. So rather than you striking up a conversation with them, you decide to avoid them and feel worse about yourself. You are in a relationship and you're happy with your partner, but you keep thinking about being with another person. Now, rather than deal with this, you decide to project this idea of being with someone else into your partner's head and assume that they are thinking that. So to avoid the guilt of what you're feeling, you start accusing your partner of having the very feelings that you are having. And to finish up, a classic example. You have low self-esteem and don't feel very likable. So when you're walking down the street, you see a friend and you want to stop and say hi and have a chat with them, but they walk straight past you. So rather than believing it's one of the million other reasons that they've walked straight past you, you decide it's because you are not very likable as a person. Therefore, they don't like you very much, so they deliberately blanked you, and it definitely wasn't one of the other reasons they might have had. So those are some examples of projection. Hopefully that makes sense. But how do you stop it? Straight off the bat, number one, the most important thing, absolutely the most important thing. Now get this in your head. You never ever, 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 ever know what someone else is thinking. Ever. Ever. So if you think something about yourself, yeah, maybe. Maybe the person you're kind of projecting that into, maybe they think that, but you don't know. You're never going to know. Even if they tell you what they think, you still don't know because they could be lying. So you don't know what anyone else is thinking ever. Ever. So remind yourself of that. Take the time and go, hang on a minute, I don't know what they're thinking. I'm not a mind reader. I'm not Darren Brown. I don't know what other people are thinking. Ever. Your brain is a goddamn liar. Now, what I mean by this is that, you know, if you're someone who has low self-confidence, low self-esteem, suffers with anxiety, then your brain is going to throw all sorts of thoughts at you that are just absolute bullshit. So it's important to actually take a second and take some time to question the thoughts that you're having. So if you think something about yourself, just go, well, is that actually true? How much do I believe this as a percentage? Is this something that's like actually gospel truth, or is this an opinion? Is it fact or is it opinion? So really start to drill down and question the thoughts that you're having. And then that is going to help you to give yourself better thoughts. And with healthier thoughts in your head, projection will cease. Notice which situations and with whom you are projecting the most. So it may be that your projection is a work-based thing. It may be that it's surrounding relationships. It may be surrounding dating. It may be surrounding friends. It may be when you're out. It may be, you know, start to notice at what times you are projecting more than others. Because becoming mindful and aware of the situations in which you project means that you can kind of get a handle on it and hopefully then start, by noticing it, you're going to start doing it less. Stop and ask yourself, am I projecting right now? So if you're in a situation where you don't like what's going on, or you're thinking about what other people are thinking, or you just feel a bit crap, just stop and ask yourself, hang on a minute, am I projecting right now? Am I projecting my thoughts about myself into another person's head and assuming that that's what they're thinking? Am I doing that right now? And if the answer is yes, then stop it. learn to communicate better. And this is really, really important. And this is kind of classic, particularly in British culture, at least, where people go, yeah, I'm fine. How are you? Yeah, I'm all right. How are you? I'm fine. Because how are you in English, or in English culture, at least British culture, more or less means hello. It doesn't mean I want to know how you are. It's weird. But tell me I'm wrong. Leave a comment. Send me a message. Tell me I'm wrong. Like, if you ask it twice, then it means, yeah, that definitely means how are you. But it's like, all right, how are you? Or you're right? You all right? That it doesn't mean are you all right. So if someone does actually ask how we are, genuinely, then be honest. If you're not fine, then pretend to be fine. Like, communicating your feelings honestly, and with kind of passion and belief that this is true, can really, really help for you to understand your feelings, but can also help other people to understand your feelings. And if other people understand your feelings better, then it's much more likely, much less likely, that you are going to worry about what they're thinking about you, because you've told them what your problem is. You've told them your feelings. You've told them your insecurities. And therefore, you're not going to project as much. So learn to communicate your feelings with other people better. Build up your self-confidence and self-esteem. Different things. Not going to dive into that right now. The better you feel about yourself, the more confidence you have, the less you're going to be worrying about what other people are thinking. And the more you're going to have belief in the actions in which you are taking. Now, if this is something that you want to do, then I have a podcast. I have podcast episodes on self-esteem and self-confidence. I have a 3-part video series on self-confidence. If you check in the show notes, I will link you to them. So yeah, that's definitely something that you can do to help yourself out. Connect better with how you feel. Now, it's really important to actually understand our own feelings. Now, some of our feelings can be quite unpleasant and can often be a little bit intimidating, a little bit scary. So we do things to avoid these feelings. So sometimes that's drinking, sometimes that's taking drugs, sometimes that's refusing to spend even a moment alone. Because if you're alone for even a moment, then your brain's going to start thinking. So that, you make sure you're always out, you're always doing stuff. Slow down. Spend some time alone. Be by yourself. Do some mindfulness. Mindfulness can really help you connect with how you're actually feeling. And don't be scared of your feelings, because yes, feelings can be unpleasant, but you can't run from your own brain. At some point, those feelings are going to catch up with you and they're going to present themselves in some way. So if you're not feeling great about yourself, then you can't run away from it. You're never going to outrun your brain. So spend some time alone, do some mindfulness, and connect genuinely with how you feel. I promise it will help. And 8th and finally, stop being a dick to yourself. Come on. Self-compassion, people. Like, we treat ourselves so badly compared to how we treat other people in general. Like, the way in which we speak to ourselves, the way in which we treat ourselves is utterly, utterly different, like to a completely different set of rules to the rules in which we ask other people to follow, or the rules that we apply to other people. Be kind to yourself. Show yourself some love. Treat yourself like your best friend. So rather than beating yourself up about things or worrying about other people, go, well, what would my best friend say to me in this situation right now? Don't be a dick to yourself. Come on, people. And a final bonus, 9th way in which you can stop yourself projecting, speak to a hypnotherapist or a life coach. I wonder, oh, hi, I'm Chris. Yeah, I'm Chris Piercy of GYSD Coaching. I am a life coach and I'm a hypnotherapist. And if you do think you're the sort of person who projects and you'd rather not do that sort of thing, then, you know, speak to me. Do all those other things, see if it works out for you. But by all means, book in for a completely free one-on-one consultation. We all done online from the comfort of your own home, and we can chat over what's going on for you and whether we'd be a good fit, a good kind of pairing to work together, see if I can help you to get your shit together. If you're interested in that, then head to gystcoaching.co.uk. Also a link in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Stop projecting. Stop being a dick to yourself. Your brain's a liar. And I wish you all the best. Catch you for another episode soon.
Head to gystcoaching.co.uk to read blogs, get in touch, or find out more about working directly with Chris to get your shit together. Enjoyed today's episode? Then give us a rating and hit subscribe. To follow us on social media, search for Gist Life Coaching.